This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. We must not be afraid to go into the desert and to transform it into a forest. That's what Pope Francis told young people on a surprise visit to an Earth Day Italy and Focolari Movement event in a Rome park on Sunday. In the more than hour-long visit, the Pope listened to testimonials from members of the many volunteer social and environmental organizations participating in Village for Earth and Mariopolis, a four-day event in Rome's Villa Borghese Park. Many of the 3,500 people participating in the Rome event are involved in networks of social solidarity, interreligious dialogue, and organizations which care for the environment.
Prendono il deserto per trasformarlo in foresta.
Pope Francis arrived just before 5 p.m., but set aside his prepared remarks to speak off the cuff. He told those present, "There are many deserts in the cities, deserts in people's lives who don't have a future because of prejudice and fear. And you transform deserts into forests." Pope Francis urged them not to be discouraged by failures and challenges and invited them to get close to those in trouble.
Non avere paura la vita, non avere paura, e prendo una delle sue parole, ai conflitti.
Conflict, he said, is a risk, but it's also an opportunity. Citing the parable of the Levite and the priest who walked past the man who had stumbled along their path, the Pope said they took the path of not seeing and not getting involved. Never turn away in order not to see conflict, stressed the Pope. Evils have to be faced in order to resolve them. We must create societies where there is social friendship, which also means forgiveness and gratuity, giving of oneself freely. And this can be done, he said, through play, sport, art, and simply the joy of being together. But how to achieve such a forest in the desert? Simply by possessing the awareness that we all have our humanity in common, concluded the Pope, and with it we can get close to each other and work together, regardless our background or religion. I'm Tracy McClure.